I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Got all of the news from the last about 48 hours. You didn't get one in yesterday, Monday, obviously a public holiday. So all the news from the last couple of days. Obviously, you can hear my voice starting to go. So fingers crossed I can push through the next few days podcast-wise. Stay tuned this afternoon. We're not going to do the Instagram live for Team List this afternoon, but at about 4:25, 4:30, we will have our live podcast going through all of the team list. And then at about 5:30, we will have our full round 14 review diving into all the games there. Your news from the last 48 hours or so, though. Reece Walsh, his name has been thrown up as a real bolter for the Queensland Maroons. Obviously, a couple of injuries hanging around in that squad and whatnot. I think this guy would be sensational. He's only played 6 games of first grade, of course. He returns to the New Zealand Warriors this week on the back of a striking charge, but one that I'm a little bit hesitant with, to be honest with you. I wouldn't be rushing this guy in this early, but you only know if you're ready for Origin when you go out there and play, and this kid's got that sort of ability. Wouldn't surprise me if he carves up and really gives us a nightmare, the New South Wales Blues. The Hammer from the North Queensland Cowboys, another guy who's been thrown up as a little smoky. We're hearing that they weren't happy with Kurt Capel at centre marking Tom Trbojevic, and I sort of said that after the game as well. That doesn't surprise me in the slightest, but God, it's a tough task. And if you got me to choose between the Hammer and the Capewell, I understand the Hammer is so much faster than Capewell, but defensively he has some serious issues. I think I would stick with Capewell if these are the options, to be honest with you. So interesting how that one plays out. The New Zealand Warriors, Canterbury Bulldogs, West Tigers, bit of a three-way deal going on here. Ken Mamalo, he's obviously arrived at the West Tigers today. Sensational. So he looks very happy off the back of looking very upset on the weekend. That was a tough scene to watch after. He, of course, scored 3 tries for the New Zealand Warriors in his last game. Very emotional for Big Ken, who's been a sensational winger there for a long time and is linked up with Kiwis coach Michael Maguire of the West Tigers. So very excited for Ken. It does leave a spot at the New Zealand Warriors, and we've been hearing for the last couple of days that Dallin Mateni-Zalesniak, he will be joining the New Zealand Warriors. So interesting to see what plays out there. At the moment, I'm recording this at 2 o'clock. So team lists are being named in 2 hours, and normally, the New Zealand Warriors name their team list at 3 o'clock, so it's only about 50 minutes away. So if this announcement is going to happen, it's got to happen soon to allow him to play next week. If not, it could be over the next few weeks. So interesting to watch how that one plays out. Dallin Mateni-Zalesniak potentially going to the New Zealand Warriors, I think it would be a great signing for them. Very underrated player, Dallin Mateni-Zalesniak. We have a look down in the nation's capital, and Ricky Stewart, he said that Josh Hodgson, he will be staying at the Canberra Raiders for the future. I'm not sure if I'm buying this one, to be honest with you. I think it's a bit of a hit and hope, to be honest with you, from Ricky Stewart, trying to make it look like everything's stable. If I was Josh Hodgson, I think I would be leaving, unless, of course, Tom Starling's leaving. I don't think these two guys can work in the same team together. I just don't think it's going to work. Now, back to the New Zealand Warriors. Josh Curran, he has re-signed. One of the most underappreciated players in our game. He has been sensational this year, Josh Curran, when he's been on the field. Couple of injuries and whatnot, but he has been unbelievable. He's got a heap of upside to him, a guy that I really like. Some positives to the Warriors, some negatives as well, of course. Chanel Harris-Tavita, his season is done. A pec injury there. Very, very disappointing for Chanel Harris-Tavita, becoming one of the top shelf sevens in our game. I think he's going to be a premier player one day. I've got big, big raps on this kid. So a huge loss there for the New Zealand Warriors. Be interesting to see what they do with their team list this afternoon. You've obviously got Reece Walsh coming back. You've got Sean O'Sullivan in the squad as well. So interesting to see how this one plays out. Mike Osivo, he will miss a one-game suspension here if he takes the early guilty plea, which I assume he will, which opens up the door for a potential return of Blake Ferguson. Another guy that I would love to see get a go is Will Panasini, a talented young player who's got a lot to offer. But you'd have to think Fergo would probably be the next one off the rank. So if he was to come back in, of course, he'd be partnered up with his old mate once again, Wonga Blake. So the nightmares continue for Fergo. He might want to stay in reserve grade just quietly. Dane Gagai. A lot of rumours around that he had a broken wrist. Apparently he has been cleared of that. So Origin Gags, he will be there in game two. Very exciting for the Maroons. Also Jai Arrow, he's another one that will be there. And he's one that would have been a huge loss for them. The guys could come in and replace him. I think it would have been pretty grim, to be honest with you. As much as you're bringing Josh Papali back in, I think having Jai Arrow will be massive. And Dane Gagai, obviously massive there. Another one from the Warriors, Wade Egan, suffered a head knock over the weekend. He's expected to be not name today. He will miss a week, potentially more. So Jazz Tavega, he will jump into nine, I assume. So if you're an owner of Jazz Tavega or you got him in your draft side, big win for you there. He's in for a couple of good weeks. Bradman Best, a guy that's come on our podcast about a year or so ago, a superstar in our game, young star. Unfortunately, as has been the story for Bradman Best his entire career, essentially, injuries, they are defining his career at the moment, unfortunately. So he's set to miss 4 to 8 weeks, the early reports. Wait for confirmation there, but I think the Newcastle Knights, they'll be without their strike left centre for at least a month there. Now, Wade Graham, obviously we had the news of Boyd Cordner retiring yesterday, and that was heartbreaking to all the stories, and watching Boyd do his press conference was terrible to see. Wade Graham's another one that's had a heap of head knocks. The Cronulla Sharks are saying he will miss at least 4 weeks. I really do think you could potentially see Wade Graham out for a longer period of time, so watch this space. You'll either have Sifa Talakai or Tyg Wilton come in to replace him on the left edge. Personally, I think it will be Sifa Talakai. Potentially, I'm a little bit biased, but wait for team list this afternoon. But Wade Graham, he's another one that, unfortunately, I think we could be without him in our game for a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see him again this season, to be honest with you. It's been a number of head knocks, and it is a serious worry in our game, no doubt about it. The last one, Cameron Munster. Got charged again on the weekend for striking, for kicking. He did this in Origin. You will remember a couple of years ago, he did this in the 2018 grand final as well. So as much as I love Mad Dog, love the way that he goes about his footy, he needs to get this shit out of his game, no doubt about it. He's been given a stern warning here and a fine. Dare I say, if Origin wasn't just around the corner, it might have been a different outcome, if we're being honest here. But it definitely is something that Munster needs to get out of his game. He's far too good to be carrying on like this. I understand when you're behind or when you're struggling or whatever, but far out. I mean, they were really putting a clinic on the Warriors on the weekend. So, I mean, it's inexcusable anyway, but this is something that Munster has to get out of his game, because it's going to cost him a big game soon. And if he's not in a team, it's going to cost that team a game. Let's be perfectly honest here. He's that sort of a player. That's all your news from the last 48 hours or so, guys. Stay tuned. We're going to have our live Teamless Tuesday review coming, and then we're going to have our round 14 full preview. Cheers, guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.